The model is no longer the product Wednesday, August 12, 2026. Welcome to today's AI Engineering Intelligence podcast. The latest model cycle is not producing one obvious winner. It is producing a new shape of AI system. Meta has introduced MuseGlimmer, an open model intended to run on a personal computer, alongside developer access to the more powerful Muse Spark 1.2. Anthropic's Claude Opus 5 targets near-frontier capability at a lower price than its top Fable tier. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 family divides work across Sol, Terra, and Luna, with its highest modes coordinating parallel agents. Moonshot's Kimi K3 has pushed open weight scale and long context further. Meanwhile, OpenAI has slowed parts of its Astra release process because of cybersecurity capability concerns. These are not merely competing chatbots. They are components with different costs, permissions, deployment locations, reasoning budgets, and risk profiles. Engineering language is also moving up the stack. Prompt engineering improves one instruction. Context engineering assembles one useful model window. Harness engineering gives one agent tools and constraints. Loop engineering designs repeated cycles of action and verification. The emerging term graph engineering describes how multiple loops, models, tools, people, and policy gates connect. The strategic question is changing from which model is best to which system reliably routes each task to the right model, loop, and control. Let's start with the model map. Meta's move spans both ends of the deployment spectrum. Associated Press reports that MuseGlimmer is an open-source model designed to run on a personal computer, while developers are being offered access to Muse Spark 1.2. A local model can support privacy-sensitive classification, summarization, drafting, and offline tasks without sending every input to a frontier service. A hosted model can take harder cases that require deeper reasoning, broader tools, or more knowledge. Meta's earlier Muse Spark 1.1 release already emphasized planning, computer use, coding, custom skills, MCP servers, and subagent delegation. The new step reinforces the direction. Model families increasingly occupy roles inside a larger execution system instead of answering every request through one endpoint. Anthropic released Claude Opus 5 on July 24th. It positioned the model near its top Fable tier on many tasks while pricing it below that highest tier. An effort control lets developers trade additional compute for harder work. The useful pattern is variable inference effort. A workflow can spend little on routine cases, increase reasoning for ambiguity, and escalate exceptional work to a more capable model or a person. Routing quality is now product quality. If every request receives maximum effort, costs rise without proportional value. If hard cases use a cheap path, failures and review costs rise instead. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 arrived as three tiers: Sol for frontier work, Terra for balanced everyday work, and Luna for speed and cost efficiency. OpenAI also exposes reasoning effort settings and an ultra mode that coordinates parallel work streams. Production routing should consider task difficulty, latency, economic value, tool requirements, and risk. The system should record why a route was selected and whether the outcome justified it. Moonshot's Kimi K3 adds another dimension. It is a 2.8 trillion parameter mixture of experts model with a reported 1 million token working context. Released weights give organizations more control over hosting, fine-tuning, version pinning, and data location. Open weights do not remove responsibility. They transfer more of it to the deployer. The organization becomes responsible for infrastructure, security patches, abuse controls, evaluation, observability, and capacity. The practical divide is no longer simply open versus closed. It is managed service versus self-managed capability, with hybrid deployments becoming normal. Then there is Astra. OpenAI has slowed parts of its Astra work while assessing advanced cyber capabilities. The most capable model is not automatically the next production model. Labs must decide whether it can be contained, monitored, and offered with controls proportional to its power. Release engineering now includes threat evaluation, access design, and operational response. Now consider loop engineering. IBM defines it as designing agent workflows in which an agent acts, observes, decides, and iterates toward a goal. The engineer moves from manually prompting every step to designing the system that generates work, checks progress, and decides whether to continue. Useful loop has a bounded goal, persistent state, a typed action, an observation, an evaluator, a transition rule, and a stop condition. The stop condition is the difference between productive iteration and an expensive spin cycle. For a coding agent, a simple loop is: select a task, inspect the repository, propose a change, edit, run checks, inspect evidence, then finish or revise. The agent should not mark the task complete merely because it produced code. Completion requires evidence. Tests pass, the build succeeds, requested behavior is exercised, no forbidden files changed, naive loops fail in predictable ways, the agent grades its own preferred answer. Context grows on every retry. The same failed action repeats without a new hypothesis. A visible test passes while a hidden regression remains. The loop has no budget, or tool side effects repeat on retry. Evidence-gated loops accept progress only when a defined artifact or independent check proves the required property. If proof is missing, the loop revises or stops. Graph engineering is the next coordination layer. It is an emerging practitioner term, not yet a settled standard. It describes how specialized models, agent loops, deterministic services, policy engines, people, and external systems connect. A graph has nodes that perform work and edges that move state, evidence, and authority. A small local model can classify, redact, and route. A frontier model can plan and resolve ambiguity. A specialist can handle code, cyber, vision, or speech. Deterministic services can validate schemas, calculations, identity, and policy. Sandboxes isolate risky execution. Humans own consequential judgment. An evidence store preserves traces and receipts. Every edge needs a contract. Who is the caller and receiver? Which schema and data classification cross the boundary? Which credentials are attached? What evidence must accompany the result? What budget and experi apply? What happens on timeout or disagreement? Can a retry occur without duplicating a side effect? The graph is where local quality becomes system reliability. A strong model connected through an unsafe edge can create a bad product. A smaller model inside a controlled graph can produce dependable value. Loop and graph engineering are complementary. Loop engineering asks, how does this worker improve its result over repeated steps? Graph engineering asks, which worker should act, what may it access, where does the result go, and who verifies the transition? Consider a vulnerability workflow. A local model classifies reports and removes secrets. A cyber model evaluates plausibility inside a sandbox. A coding loop attempts reproduction and captures evidence. A deterministic scanner validates affected versions. A frontier model synthesizes uncertainty. A human approves severity and disclosure. A remediation loop prepares and tests a patch. The reproduction and repair cycles are loops. The full arrangement is a graph. Six other trends follow from this architecture. First, local first and frontier on demand. Sensitive or repetitive work stays close to the data. Difficult cases escalate. Second, inference time orchestration. Capability comes from reasoning budgets, parallel workers, and verification, not only larger pre-training. Third, outcome routing replaces static model selection. The best route depends on task value and the cost of error. Fourth, agent security moves to the graph boundary. Default deny network access, short-lived identities, sandboxes, and policy checks matter more than promises in a prompt. Fifth, evidence becomes the control plane. Loops need proof of progress. Graphs need receipts showing which node acted with which permission and result. Sixth, cost is measured per verified outcome. Cheap tokens become expensive when they cause retries and rework. Expensive reasoning can be economical when it resolves a high-value case correctly. Avoid the new hype traps. Do not use a frontier model for everything. Do not assume open weights mean free or private. Do not assume more agents create more intelligence. Do not let a loop run without evidence and a stop condition. And do not mistake a visual graph for governance. Today's verdict is simple. The model race is turning into a systems race. Winning teams will compose local and frontier models, specialists, and deterministic checks into bounded loops. They will connect those loops through explicit graph contracts, and they will require evidence before work advances. Choose models deliberately. Engineer the loop that makes each model useful. Engineer the graph that makes the whole system trustworthy. Now, test your knowledge with five questions. Question 1. What does the combination of a local model such as Muse Glimmer and a hosted model such as Muse Spark 1.2 enable? Is it A. Every task must use both models simultaneously. B. Sensitive or routine work can run locally while difficult cases escalate to a stronger hosted model. C. Hosted models no longer require network access. Or D. Open weights remove all operating costs. The answer is B. Sensitive or routine work can run locally while difficult cases escalate to a stronger hosted model. Question 2. What is the central responsibility of loop engineering? Is it A. Choosing a logo for an AI product? B. Designing repeated action, observation, evaluation, and stopping cycles? C. Training every foundation model from scratch? Or D. Removing all human escalation paths? The answer is B. Designing repeated action, observation, evaluation, and stopping cycles. Question 3. How does graph engineering differ from loop engineering? Is it A. It governs how multiple workers, tools, controls, and people exchange state, evidence, and authority? B. It only improves one prompt? C. It eliminates the need for loops? Or D. It refers only to knowledge graph databases? The answer is A. It governs how multiple workers, tools, controls, and people exchange state, evidence, and authority. Question 4. Why is a stop condition essential in an autonomous loop? Is it A. It guarantees the first output is correct? B. It prevents unproductive retries from consuming unlimited time and money? C. It gives every tool permanent credentials? Or D. It makes evaluation unnecessary? The answer is B. It prevents unproductive retries from consuming unlimited time and money. Question 5. Which metric best reflects the economics of a multi-model agent system? Is it A. Raw token price alone? B. The number of agents launched? C. Total cost per verified policy compliant outcome? Or D. The parameter count of the largest model? The answer is C. Total cost per verified policy compliant outcome. That concludes today's quiz and the Wednesday AI Systems Brief.